traveled on. Take the road less traveled on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lauren Eliana, Road Less Traveled, 7:59. Let's bring you up to date on the latest in the weather. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect now until 8:15 for southeastern Dunn, southwestern Chippewa and Eau Claire counties. Pepin County, we're out of it. Severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 8 miles south of Altoona to near Menominee, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour, 60 mile an hour winds. Eau Claire, Menominee, Altoona, Colfax, and Elk Mound being affected by these storms as well. Chippewa Falls by about 8:05 this morning. Severe thunderstorm warning also in effect until 8:15 for northern Trempealeau County as well. As this is the southern part of the storm with severe storms just to the north of Mondovi to near Strum to Whitehall, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. Again, severe 60 mile an hour wind gusts being reported with these storms. Highway 35, by the way, in Elma is now open. Again, Highway 35 in Elma now open. The crews are still on the scene, so please drive with extra caution. There's still a tree down blocking North Washington and Oak Streets in Mondovi. Again, tree down blocking North Washington and Oak Street in Mondovi at this hour. Crews are on the scene. They're going to take a little time to get that cleared out. So please keep that in mind. Again, right now, the worst of it is in portions of Trempealeau County as well from Oliva to Osseo. If you're on Highway 10 headed east, you're going through the worst of it right now from Oliva to Osseo. There's still some light rain showers behind this and another smaller area of storms starting to dissipate just approaching Lake Pepin. Again, moving to the northeast, but those storms have been dissipating here over the last half hour or so. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest. It's 8 o'clock.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A very busy start to California's wildfire season. Winds and brush helping to fuel the flames. About a dozen fires are burning statewide. One of the biggest is north of Los Angeles. 2 days after a deadly shooting in a city park, police in Round Rock, Texas, near Austin, are still looking for a suspect.
Police have only a vague description of the person who opened fire on a crowd at a Juneteenth festival in a city park. It was the result of an argument minutes earlier, but the two people who were killed had nothing to do with it. Investigators hoping someone captured video of the shooter have offered a $5,000 reward.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to issue more than 175,000 pardons today for marijuana convictions. They will be for low-level pot possession charges, according to officials. The Kremlin announcing that Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit North Korea for a two-day visit. Israel's military announcing it will pause fighting during the daytime hours in part of southern Gaza. This is ABC News. The Surgeon General is now calling on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms. Dr. Vivek Murphy, in a New York Times editorial, says the labels should be similar to those on boxes of cigarettes. Down to the wire at the U.S. Open golf tournament between Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy.
On the 18th, McIlroy missing a two-foot putt for par, his third bogey the last four holes. And then on 18, DeChambeau escaping both a tree root and a bunker, needing a two-foot par putt for the championship.
For his second U.S. Open victory.
He's got it. NBC Sports' DeChambeau wins his second Open the last 5 years, while McIlroy suffers his latest major meltdown. Joey Waller, ABC News.
And in the NBA, the Celtics and Mavericks face off in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny. Windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82. Right now, it's 62.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A two-year-old boy was struck and killed by a truck in a Milwaukee park Sunday evening. According to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, the boy was hit after witnesses said the truck sped through the parking lot of the park. There's no information on what led up to the collision or whether the driver of the truck will face charges. No one was injured after an airplane crashed near the Sheboygan County Memorial Airport Sunday afternoon. The sheriff's office there says three people were on the single-engine plane that crashed in a field in the town of Sheboygan Falls. An investigation found an engine malfunction forced an emergency landing of the plane. And with high heat in the forecast for much of the state, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation advises drivers to be on the lookout for buckling pavement. The agency requests travelers use extra caution on the roads. If you spot a serious pavement issue, call 911 to provide specific information on the location of that problem. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Western Wisconsin is getting its first real taste of summer this week. The National Weather Service says the WRDN listening area will be seeing hot and humid days to start the week. Some areas could also see strong storms with the heat and humidity. Wisconsin's return to summer comes after a warm and wet spring that left the state with a bit too much water. There are also some flooding concerns. Forecasters say there's a chance for additional rain Tuesday and Wednesday. That could cool things down a bit. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss is asking for a pause in installing the 3 Flock license plate reader cameras in the city. While the mayor thinks the cameras are a good idea, he's concerned about the yearly cost and the effect it will have on the police department budget.
I think they do serve a valuable purpose. I just want to make sure that the taxpayers for the city aren't unduly burdened to operate these things. When we compare ourselves sometimes to some of the larger communities, remember there are obviously more people there, larger tax base, and then obviously gives you a larger operating budget. So when we're dealing sometimes with small budgets and small departments, we have a long list of things that we want, and there are a lot of those things that are good ideas. It's a matter of our ability to pay.
Specifically, Weiss wants to know if the city would still be able to afford the cameras if and when the city police department is back at full staff. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator says he's encouraged by the progress being made to fill the void created when HSHS closed its 2 hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. Senator Ron Johnson over the weekend said he met with leaders of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative. He likes what they're saying. Johnson says he hopes the co-op can be a bridge until Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls have new hospitals. The co-op is looking to open a new clinic, but has not yet said when that would happen. The prison in Stillwater, Minnesota is back to its normal schedule after a weekend death. The Minnesota Department of Corrections say a 22-year-old inmate was found dead in the prison Saturday morning. No one's saying just how the inmate died, but investigators say it looks like a death related to synthetic drugs. The prison was placed on a temporary lockdown on Saturday. Department of Corrections managers say that lockdown was lifted yesterday. A daycare worker has been arrested in Rochester after allegedly injuring a young child with a pizza cutter. Police arrested 26-year-old Adriana Newburn of Pipestone Thursday. Investigators say Newburn was arguing with a co-worker when she allegedly grabbed a pizza cutter and threatened to injure the co-worker's child. She reportedly went to the infant room and began swinging the pizza cutter, hitting the co-worker's child. Newburn's facing multiple charges, including felony assault of a child and making terroristic threats. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
Mercury Marine is laying off more than 250 people in Fond du Lac. The company made the announcement last week. Mercury says softening consumer demand is to blame, but so are high interest rates and a slowdown in boat building from some of the other company's partners. In all, 300 people who work for Mercury Marine will lose their jobs. All but 50 of those layoffs are coming in Fond du Lac. The recent layoffs come after 100 people were let go at Mercury Marine earlier this year. Add UW Oshkosh to the list of UW schools that will lose their branch campuses. UWO said it would close its Fox City campus in Menasha at the end of the next school year. University leaders say it's a tough but necessary decision to try and pull Oshkosh out of an $18 million budget deficit. There were just over 500 students at the Fox City's campus back in the fall, down from over 1,600 in 2018. Onagamie County Executive Tom Nelson slammed the decision, accusing UW leaders of betraying the trust of students and the community in Menasha. El Averno College is cutting a large number of its academic programs after declaring a financial emergency. The Board of Trustees announced Friday that the school would plan to cut a third of its majors, including English, History, and Mathematics. A fourth of the graduate programs at the Catholic Women's School in Milwaukee will also be eliminated. A college spokesperson said in a statement that all undergraduates will be able to complete their majors. Not all graduate students will be able to finish their degrees at El Averno, but the statement said the school's working with other colleges. In addition, the college will eliminate 25 full-time faculty positions and 12 full-time staff positions. A Madison man could spend the next 20 years behind bars after being found guilty of stealing almost $500,000 from the government during the coronavirus outbreak. The Department of Justice announced that a jury in federal court convicted 36-year-old Eric Upchurch on multiple charges related to making false statements on more than a dozen PPP loan applications. Prosecutors argued that Upchurch deposited $400,000 in loans straight into his bank account, then laundered the money through cryptocurrency. A sentencing date is scheduled for August 30th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. 8:15, good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins, just bringing you up to date quickly on the weather. The severe thunderstorm warnings, at least for the immediate WRDN listing area, they are all expiring. The worst of it now is really out of our immediate listing area and moving into portions of central Chippewa County and also into Jackson County. However, please drive with extra caution around the region this morning. At least right now, it seems as if portions of Buffalo County may have been hit the hardest. We do know of the drive with extra caution on Highway 35 near Alma Cruz, still repairing that power pole and that sort of thing there. The road is open, but just keep that in mind. Also, we had earlier reports from the Sheriff's Department in Buffalo County of a tree blocking North Washington Street at Oak Street in Mondovi. We've had reports of trees down as well in Wabasha and in other portions of Wabasha County this morning as well. So please drive with extra caution this morning as there might be some trees down you don't know about yet or that we haven't been told about due to the severe weather that moved through earlier this morning. Looking at Weather Service radar, we still have some scattered showers and thunderstorms here in our area as well. The strongest storms just approaching Durand from the southwest. Porcupine Ella, you're probably seeing that storm right now, but I just heard a pretty good crack of thunder as well. So we still have some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the area at the moment. Severe thunderstorm watch still in effect until 10 o'clock this morning for Pepin, Buffalo counties, also Trempealeau County as well. Again, Pepin, Buffalo, Trempealeau counties, and Wabasha County until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll keep you up to date on the latest.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? With Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
A thriller at AmFam. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Milwaukee. The Brewers and Reds in the rubber game of their series. This one was a thriller.
Yelich bunts. Here comes Terang. Throw to the plate. No, he eats it. Yelich with a safety squeeze and a base hit. And it's 5-3 Brewers.
The Crews took that lead into the ninth, and thanks to Blake Perkins, go ahead and make this your ringtone today.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag. He's out.
Ryan Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The final score 5-4. The Brewers take the game and the series from the Reds. So Milwaukee is now 13 games over 500. They've got a 6.5 game lead in the division and the 6th best record in all of baseball. Still,
I don't feel like we're playing good, but I feel like we gutted it out. We walked the go-ahead run. Everybody might say that's easy. You're walking the go-ahead run in the bottom of the ninth. He's hitting 235. Doesn't sometimes get to the high fastball. You got a high fastball guy in the mound. And that little kid behind him that got the base hit at the end, trust me, I know what a good player. And I know how he's played late. Not surprised he got a hit. You know, it's just doing it our way. And I think that's what we have to do.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, his team now hits the West Coast for 3 with the Angels and 4 with the Padres starting tonight in Anaheim. Elsewhere in baseball, Marshfield's own found the range with the bases full of Blue Jays.
2-0. Swing and a fly ball, towering to right field. Brennan slowing on their track. It's out of here. Grand slam, Dalton Varsho, and the Blue Jays lead 6-2.
They need all of those runs. Blue Jays radio with the call. The final score, Toronto 7, Cleveland 6. And at basketball, the Celtics are back home trying to win the NBA championship on their home court tonight. Game time tonight is set for 7:30. Boston leads Dallas 3-1 in the series. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hulu has movies. We're here to tell you again. Hulu has movies that will put you in the driver's seat like Ferrari, starring Adam Driver. Hulu has movies that will terrify you, like The First Omen plus the entire Omen franchise. Hulu has movies that will inspire you, like Origin, directed by Ava DuVernay. Hulu has movies that will make you hold on tight, like Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. We've said it before, and we will keep saying it. Hulu has movies. All kinds of movies. Come check them out on Hulu.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Minnesota Twins earned a pair of wins during their doubleheader with the Oakland A's from Target Field. Carlos Correa homered twice during a 6-2 win in Game 1. Carlos Santana and Royce Lewis also went deep, while Bailey Ober struck out 8 over 6 in the third innings of one-run ball to earn the sixth win. In Game 2, Jose Miranda hit the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth to give Minnesota an 8-7 victory. Lewis and Trevor Larnach added home runs. Josh Stomont earned his first win in relief. Minnesota will host Tampa Bay tomorrow night. The Minnesota Lynx overcame a 12-point deficit during an 81-76 win over the Sparks at the Target Center. Minnesota was down 25-14 after one quarter, but led by as many as 10 in the fourth. Minnesota is now in third place in the WNBA at 10-3. The Lynx host the Wings tonight. Minnesota Golden Gophers had a busy recruiting weekend for the second straight week. The team held its second summer splash recruiting class over the weekend. Among those to commit to Minnesota's football program were three-star running back Shane Marshall, wide receiver Legend Lyons, defensive lineman Jaquan Stubbs, offensive lineman Daniel Shipp, and linebacker David Armarilli. The 2024 United World Games is kicking off today in Austria. And Viterbo University women's basketball head coach Lionel Jones has been selected to lead Team USA's Women's Basketball 19U team. Jones, of course, is the former head coach of the Durand, Arkansas girls basketball team. Also playing for Team USA will be former Durand, Arkansas girls basketball player Chloe Auth. Now, the event is beginning today and concludes on June 17th. The United World Games is a 10-day travel experience combining basketball competition, skill development, and cultural education that features the largest youth tournament in Europe with up to 15 sports, 35 countries represented, and 12,000 athletes from around the world.
Blaney dominates in Iowa. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel keeps you at peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Race.
racing fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney led a race high 201 laps in last night's inaugural Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol at the Iowa Speedway, to claim the win. His first victory of the season.
A few more wins here.
It's tough, you know, getting those things around there and bouncing around and losing tons of grip. But at the same time, you're driving super hard down in the corner. So it's just a cool racetrack. I thought it put on pretty good racing, and our car was kind of versatile. So that part makes it even more fun.
Blaney has now won at the 7/8 mile Iowa track in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and now in the track's first cup race. He held off William Byron at the finish by 7/10 of a second. Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. completed the top five. 6 through 10 went to Joey Logano, Josh Berry, Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, and Brad Keselowski. Blaney becomes the 10th different driver to win in the first 17 races, solidifying his spot in the playoffs. The NASCAR Cup Series now heads to the Northeast for this Sunday's race at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The walleyes really get tough to catch when a cold front moves through, but they can be caught, and I'll tell you what one freshwater fishing Hall of Famer does to make sure they bite. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the bite can get very tough when you're fishing walleyes during a cold front. He said these fish go lay right down on the bottom, and that's where you have to keep your bait on the bottom when you're fishing cold front walleyes. He said those walleyes will slip out into deeper water, sometimes not even relating to structure, just deep water, and they'll just lay there. So what you have to do is get that bait in front of them and let it hang there. And make sure the bait is lively bait. Make sure the leech is swimming. Make sure the night crawler is wiggling. Make sure that that is bait that looks good to that walleye, or they won't hit it. Now, you can't see those fish on your sonar, so what you have to do is go to spots that you know are typically good spots to catch those fish and know that they'll be nearby. So when you're using a live bait rig with a leech, live bait rig with a night crawler, just drag it slowly, very slowly through these areas. You won't see the fish on the sonar, like I said, but you will get them to bite if you can hold that lively bait in front of them for an extended period of time. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy.
In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Forecast for today, severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 a.m. Showers and thunderstorms are redeveloping. Some storms may be severe with damaging winds and large hail. We'll have highs upper 70s, east winds at around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of thunderstorms early. Partly cloudy, late, lows low 70s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of afternoon storms, highs near 90. Do have some scattered showers and storms across the region this morning at Wabasha, Nelson at 63, Pepin 62, Lake City 61, Mondovi 60, Plum City and O'Galley 58. Here at WRDN, we do have some rain showers. And 59 with Jordan Davis in Tucson, too late. It's 8:29.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud,
standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Whoa, whoa. I just want to live until I die.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Clay Walker, Live Until I Die, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Again, we've had severe weather move through the region here early this morning. Do have reports of trees down in parts of Buffalo County, Wabasha County as well. Please drive with extra caution. We know that there was we had some reports of trees down even in the city of Mondovi, North Washington, and Oak Street. So please keep that in mind. Taking a look as well. Some folks still running on the batteries this morning, especially in Buffalo and Trempealeau counties, as still reports of power outages in portions of Nelson Township, Alma Township, Montana, Dover, Naples, Canton Townships as well, Chimney Rock, and Hale Township as well. So please, you might be running on the batteries this morning. Crews from Riverland Energy, they are out and about. They're going to get everything, ask for your patience. They'll get everything put back together again here as quickly as possible. We still have that severe thunderstorm watch in effect as well here until 10 o'clock for Pepin, Buffalo, Wabasha, Trempealeau counties, as well as we could see some storms redevelop. And so we'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. If just like this morning, if it all starts up again, we'll be on the air to keep you up to date. And again, if you listen to the AM side always will give you an early warning. If storms are approaching, you'll hear those lightning crashes. They'll be kind of faint. You'll hear it every now and then when you hear the lightning crash. They'll get louder and more frequent. That means the storm's getting closer and closer and closer to you. So just one of the benefits of AM radio as well. So keep that in mind this morning. Next hour at about 9:10, we'll kick off our salute to Marbeck Dairy. They're this year's host for the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday. And we're going to find out a little bit about Marbeck Dairy here coming up this morning, about 9:15 or so as well. Well, let's see. I'm still trying to get caught up here. We get all that severe weather. It just kind of throws my schedule all off. Let's run down birthdays for today. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, 81 today. Also comedian and actor Joe Piscopo. Born in the state in 19, is celebrating birthday number 73 this morning. He, of course, was on Saturday Night Live. Also, this filmmaker is one half of the production duo, the Farley Brothers. They've wrote Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber, and more. Bobby Farley, 66 today. This actor has been in the movies Easy A, Imagine That, and Smart People. Hayden Church is 64 today. This writer and actor is best known for his work on Saturday Night Live. Will Forte is 54 today. Tennis star Venus Williams is 44. Wow, really? We've all seen her and her sister growing up playing tennis and being pretty darn good at it, too. Composer Igor Stravinsky, born in the state in 1892. Academy Award-winning musician Sammy Fain, born in the state in 1902. He won Oscars for the song Secret Love from the movie Calamity Jane. Country Music Hall of Famer Red Foley,
born in the state in 1910. Country performer David Aikman, also known as String Bean, born in the state in 1915. We remember him from Hee Haw. And radio personality Art Bell, born in the state in 1945. Birthdays from yesterday, Nicole O'Brien, happy birthday. Also, Rita Sweeney celebrated a birthday yesterday. Dan Callen having a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to Vicki Weiss. Her birthday was yesterday. Anniversary from yesterday, Mark and Sherry Werlein. Happy anniversary to them. Birthdays today, Krista Elber celebrating a birthday. Carol Jean Baer is celebrating a birthday today. And some anniversaries, Dale and Stacy Carruthers having an anniversary today. And Adam and Kristen Richardson having an anniversary today as well. So all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your spot for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app. You earn reward points every time you visit Dairy Queen. Then you can use those reward points for Dairy Queen treats from Dairy Queen of Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of birthday anniversary, for a package of birthday anniversary club brats, rather, from Durand Smokehouse. Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. 4th of July holiday just around the corner. The brats, the hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, and more. Don't forget the beef sticks, too, from Durand Smokehouse. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand at Durand Smokehouse and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
DQ presents... How to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit wisconsindairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month salute brought to you by Chippewa Valley Energy. Visit them online at chippewavalleyenergy.com.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Forecast for today, severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Pepin, Wabasha, Buffalo, Trempealeau counties until 10 o'clock. Showers and thunderstorms redeveloping. Some storms may be severe. We'll have highs upper 70s, east winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and storms in the evening. Partly cloudy, late lows, low 70s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of storms, highs near 90. Currently here in downtown Durand, we do have Cloud 62 with Toby Keith.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. Hanging out.
night. He was sitting on your bar stool talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess he couldn't see you were looking right at me, cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you wanna dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said, I only take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later tonight.
Walk away still loving you. Well, I'd give anything if you love me. Some things just ain't meant to be. Can't say it's all been time lost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. I know wrong wasn't built in a day. There's a lot of good memories in my way. And if I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I'm past this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. From my mistakes, once I'm past this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. A better man, better off. A whole lot better off.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
The bluest skies don't seem so blue, and the stars seem to be a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, 'cause what I'm trying to say is, no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Got a whole new direction, it seems, these days. I used to rush off to work and get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different, I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do. Guessing if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Young and you, I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. This reminder, Music in the Park comes back on Wednesday. First one of the season with Durand Improvement Group. Uncaged is the band. They'll start at 6 o'clock Wednesday night at Memorial Park. There'll also be food and beverages available for purchase as well. Ah, yes, that time of year. Music in the Park. With the Durand Improvement Group. Well, last week, of course, not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, we had Fun Fest. Well, I'm glad this didn't happen at Fun Fest. A ride at Oaks Amusement Park in Portland got stuck, leaving 80 people stuck upside down 50 feet off the ground. Oh, no. That would not work for me. One, I wouldn't have been on the ride. The atmosphere 360 swings 180 degrees like a pendulum and rotates in full circles. Well, it got stuck with everybody upside down. Yeah. Engineers at the park were able to manually lower the ride after about 20 minutes. 20 minutes upside down. No, thank you. I would be like, get me out of here now. Although the passengers were evaluated by the medics, they said there were no significant injuries. The investigation and the cause of the malfunction of the ride is ongoing. Yeah, needless to say, no one's being allowed on that ride for quite a while.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This June, join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in celebrating June Dairy Month. Indulge in the rich flavors and creamy goodness of Wisconsin dairy. From farm to table, our dairy farmers work tirelessly to bring you the highest quality milk, cheese, ice cream, and more. Dive into the 13 essential nutrients packed in every serving of Wisconsin milk. Raise a glass and celebrate June Dairy Month with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, because nothing beats the taste of Wisconsin dairy.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better over. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
They settled down.